Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 16. God hates divorce. Let me read the verse to you as it stands. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel, and I hate a man's covering himself with violence as well as with his garment, says the Lord Almighty. Malachi 2 and verse 16. Well, that much is very clear. God hates divorce. But the verse is very difficult of interpretation. And the translation and the understanding of the manuscripts is very varied. There are many different variations offered as to the meaning of these words here. I hate divorce. I hate a man's covering himself with violence as well as with his garment, says the Lord Almighty. But we can see that God hates divorce. Now let me be clear, I'm not going to give a discourse on divorce here, on the new covenant and divorce and so on. I'm just taking this principle here that God is putting through Malachi to the Jews, and he's saying, I hate divorce, and it's in the context of his remonstrance against them for their breaking of the covenant. Now, we know that God hates divorce. He set up marriage, Genesis chapter 2. But we know from the Old Testament, and we know it from the New as well, and we know it from the teaching of Christ, that under certain special circumstances, God allows it. Allowed is the right word. It's not what God had set up in Genesis chapter 2. But I'm not going into all that here. I'm just trying to apply these words as they applied through Malachi to the Jews in his day, and now as they apply to us in the days of the new covenant. Now, the manuscript tells us, in my version, it's got violence. There's violence of some form here. There's abuse of some form. There's a breaking of trust here. This is the point here. This is what this the divorce is about. It's the breaking of trust. It's the breakdown of the covenant. It's the breakdown of faithfulness. It's the breakdown of loyalty. And so God says, I hate it. The question we have to ask, brother and sister, is this. Is this still talking about the individual and the individual marriages of Jews? Is it between a husband and a wife? Now, there's good argument, there's good reason for saying that. Or, is it, in addition to that maybe, is it Judah itself and their breaking, their unfaithfulness to the covenant? God says he hates divorce. Well, he does. But he was willing to divorce Israel. He was willing to divorce Judah. He sent Israel into captivity in Assyria. Divorce. He sent Judah into captivity, sent her away into captivity in Babylon. Divorce. And is God saying here, I hate it. But you see, you're provoking me again to this position. You're breaking the covenant. You're breaking the trust. You've got to remember in this divorce business, in this breakup business, there are two parties here. One party may institute the divorce, if you like, or initiate the divorce, whatever the word is, or start it, or begin it, or take it into action. But the cause may be the other side, the break of the trust. You get this in Ephesians 5. Husbands from wives, but wives submit. What happens is there's a breakdown on either side. What's going on here? Now, this is the point I want us to consider here. God hates it. But he takes the covenant so seriously that he's prepared to go into divorce. Isn't that the meaning of this? I hate divorce. I hate a man's covering himself with violence as with a garment. So, guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith. That's the meaning here, I think. That's how I see it. God is calling me to faithfulness and maintaining the covenant. And as for Israel and Judah, I've spoken. What are the churches in Revelation 2 and 3? What did Christ say? You didn't use the word divorce, but I'll take away the candlestick. What's that, if it's not this? May God give us grace, brother and sister, to guard ourselves in our spirit, and do not break faith. Break faith, yes, in the marriages, agree. But do not break faith with God in the new covenant. That is what I see here for us today.